Carl Snemann. He's from Senedi, and he heads up part of the Transport Group. And Senedi, of course, is the African National Energy Development Initiative. Carl, welcome to Kingfish FM. Lovely to have you with us. Are you really driving an electric car?
Yeah, I'm sitting in a Nissan Leaf. Thank you very much for inviting me on your show. I really enjoy the opportunity. I'm sitting in a Nissan Leaf and stuck in traffic.
Well, at least it's not noisy, hey?
No, there's no noise. I can hear you very well.
Is it a bit strange driving an electric car? I mean, is it a challenge to your perceptions because there's no noise? And does it have the usual things a car has, like a speedometer and rev counters and things like that?
It's got all of that, and it's got more. You know, I'm not foreign to driving electric. I've already covered more than 100,000 kilometers in electric cars in South Africa. This started in Eskom days. We built a number of electric vehicles then.
That's fantastic. Carl, the focus now on electric cars, and in fact, your role at Senedi with green transport. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Well, we are looking at improving the situation in terms of transport in South Africa, and specifically with the focus on the energy that we consume in the transportation sector. You would be aware that we import about, all the oil that we use in South Africa, so that's costing us a lot of money.
Yes.
Just to put that in perspective, our mineral exports earn us about $38 billion, and the oil imports cost us about $22
billion. Wow. Sure.
So if we can reduce the oil imports, of course, we can all become richer in South Africa.
Fantastic. So is the reality that Africans will move towards electric cars or something like it?
Well, it's the only way. If you compare your energy consumption in an electric car to the energy consumption in a petrol car, it's about 4 to 5 times less depending on how you drive.
Yes.
And of course, if you can get that electricity from solar energy, it is something that can really stable the price for electricity or for your energy source.
Yeah.
We know that electricity prices are going up again. And we've seen what's happened over the past 10 years with petrol prices.
Yes.
So if you can sort of stabilize the price of your energy that you use to power your car, your driving will become much cheaper.
Absolutely. Carl, what about the footprint of the batteries? Because that's always here people talk about that. Yeah, the batteries, their footprint is so much to make and so much to get rid of at the end. Is it really all worth it?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what the footprint is, but surely the footprint cannot be that high. And all these sort of things can be recycled again.
Yes.
It is not that bad. If you compare, just the cars around me are all polluting now, and these engines are not designed for this 4 kilometers an hour driving, so they are polluting badly. While my car is creating no emissions inside the city.
That's fantastic. Carl, you've also been invited to be part of the SAEE, the Southern African Association Energy Efficiency. They have an annual convention each year. And this year we're going to be having an electric vehicle panel. I assume people in this industry discussing the possibilities of South Africa moving this way. Is that what it all entails?
Yes. The idea there is to have an afternoon that will tell people everything about electric vehicles and what we're trying to do there. We're putting the panel together in sort of 5 areas. The first area is just the policymakers telling us how they are going to influence the environment that we're going to bring the cars into and what is going to be positive to encourage people to drive electric or to drive cleaner vehicles. It does not just include electric. Biogas vehicles are also quite clean and they also use less energy. And then we're going to have a panel about people that will support these sort of initiatives, the incentives. How are we going to create the environment for electric vehicles by providing infrastructure, providing incentives, pricing the vehicle maybe differently than normal vehicles, taking the battery out of the price of the vehicle and pricing that as something different that has a second life. And then thirdly, we're going to look at industry. What is industry doing? What sort of offerings do they have out there? And then also users, people that are wanting to use electric vehicles, saying that they have a fleet of vehicles that they use in a specific way, and these vehicles can be electric because of the distances that they cover. For instance, game viewer vehicles.
Yes.
People that manage lodges, they are sometimes far away from where the sources of energy are, so you've got to tank fuel to them so that they can refuel their vehicles. If they had electric game viewing vehicles, they could use solar energy to charge the batteries for these vehicles and become totally independent of energy from elsewhere.
Coral, the technology, I'm sure, is advancing so quickly that I think our initial perceptions about electric cars were, wow, it's going to take a long time to charge and the range isn't very far. But the one that you're driving right now, will be pleasantly surprised about its range.
Well, there are a couple of surprises there. They say the vehicle can travel about 195 kilometers an hour. That's the brochure.
Yes.
But I don't think anybody has really tested it in South Africa to that extent. We have done preliminary tests,
yes,
and it shows that the vehicle can travel anything between 120 to 150 kilometers.
Wow.
So that is the first surprise, that we can't really get what you expect.
Yes.
Secondly, you don't need that range in the city.
No.
I mean, what is your daily commuting distance? It's on average about 50
yes
kilometers on every trip. And this car is something that you can plug in at your point of arrival. You don't have to ever, on your way somewhere, refuel this vehicle.
Yes, yes.
You plug it in whenever you get to a plug. And these plugs are all over the place. I mean, I plug it in at my home, I plug it in at work, and all these sort of things. So it's a totally different thing that you've got to get used to.
Fantastic. It's fantastic. Coral, well, I'll tell you what, this panel that you're going to be hosting and being part of at the SAE conference, I think it's going to be quite significant and historic for us here in South Africa, and I can't wait to see where we go with this. Just lastly, your message to many listeners listening in and thinking, oh, I don't know if I could do that. I'm so used to, my God, probably going to be way too expensive. I could never afford something like that. What do we need to overcome, and what mindset do we need to change to actually say, you know what, we've got to do something about it. We can't just keep going as we are.
Well, you know, we buy cars because of emotional reasons. You don't buy a car based on techno-economic reasons. So, and people typically change when they actually feel the pain. And I think these days are coming. We are living in a world of scarcity.
Yes.
So when we become aware of what we do and how we do that, and understand that there are actually better ways of doing the things that we are doing, that will not just be good for the environment, but also be good for the people around us and for ourselves. That's the sort of mindset change we have,
yes,
to make. We have to become aware of how we use energy, how we use our scarce resources. What do we leave behind for people to follow us?
Fantastic.
And then you've got to think differently about why you buy what you buy. So you've got to become conscious, and you've got to care about things.
Very
and
good.
I think then you will realize that you can live with this in the car. It's something to get used to, of course, but it's not that difficult.
Yes. Well, Coral, thank you for the great work that you guys are doing to pioneer this field and to challenge us on our preconceptions and our ideas about it. And we look forward to engaging with you more at the SAE convention. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.